Hello, darling. It's nice to be in your ears again. How was your day? Stressful? Oh, I hope you took a nice long bath like I asked you to. And enjoyed that glass of wine you're so fond of at that swanky hotel you're at. You deserve it after your hard day. I would prefer to talk to you in person, but we're half a world apart, with you away on business. So, I made this for you. And you can listen at your leisure, and re-listen as much as you like. And you know that when we are together again, I will do all of this and so much more. Now that you've had a bath and finished the wine, I want you to lie back on the bed with your eye mask on. That's good. Lie back. Now, get comfy. Relax. There you go. Relax. Now we shall begin. What are you wearing? Are you wearing that sheer black lingerie that I love? The one that covers your lovely bits, but still shows hints of the creamy skin underneath. The one that's just transparent enough that I can see the hint of your sweet pussy behind the lace. Yummy. You know I love that one. I can just imagine how good you must smell fresh from your bath. The fresh scent of body wash. Soft and supple skin of your entire cunt, now clean and soft. But if I come closer, very close, I can smell your pussy, already dripping from listening to my voice in your ear. How I crave to part your long legs and taste you. Oh, not yet, my love, not yet. So imagine that I'm coming to the hotel for you. You've arranged a key for me at the front desk, but you don't know when I'll arrive. I asked you to be ready for me, to be freshly bathed, to have a little wine. Be relaxed, like you're feeling now. So your beautiful, supple body is perfectly pliant when I get there. Be lying there, just before sunset, with a mask over your eyes. Your ears would be keening to hear me coming in the door. You are listening for the little click of the key card makes. And already, you want to rub your lovely thighs together, aching for my hand, my mouth between them. I would make my way quietly into the entry of the luxury suite, taking my jacket off and tossing it on the armchair. I quietly make my way to the bed, my cock already alert, but I am patient. We've been separated for so long, you might think I'd ravish you the moment I see you. And I want to. Oh, how I long to. But I also want to prolong the wait. I plan to tease you, my good, good girl. Are you ready? You hear me, but you keep your face passive. I know you, the powerful boss lady, always keeping the poker face. It always takes you some time to let your guard down, to show me that deeply hidden desire inside you, to submit to someone stronger than you. But only the right person. Right, darling. You will submit to me tonight. So you keep your masked face pristine. Turn to me with your covered eyes and give me a little half smile. I don't say a single word. You feel my body weighing down the bed as I sit down quietly. Does it make you think of the moment when I'm on top of you? You told me once you love to feel the weight of me on you, on your entire gorgeous wide body when I'm fucking you. And I have never forgotten. I reach out, brush the backs of two fingers on your plush lips, smearing that red lipstick that you wear all the time. I yearn to kiss you, but as I said, I'll make you wait. I'll make you pine. I'll make you lust for my kisses. I trail my fingertips down your torso, excruciatingly slow, sometimes with the backs of my fingers, as before, sometimes with my open hand so you feel the warmth of my palm and the warmth of my desire. I smile to myself as I see your nipples perk up right away. How I ache to bring my lips to them, but I'll wait. My cock is already straining in my jeans. I continue my hand down your body, grazing my fingertips over your flat stomach, hovering lightly over the mound of your pussy, and continue slowly down the inside of your thigh, all the way to your toes, just as slowly. I see your skin prickle as you enjoy it without uttering a word. I then start up your other foot, all the way back up. Now my hands are back at your hips. I pause for a moment, making you wonder what I'll touch next. Then I rest the heel of my hand right where your legs join your body so that your pussy can feel the heat of my palm. After a moment, I travel up your torso again. This time, I caress one nipple, just visible behind the black lace. Then the other. I go back and forth, first just touching, then lightly squeezing, and finally gently pinching your hardening nipples. You start to squirm now. Your face is still serene, but it's betraying the lust building in your chest. You're very quiet, but I can make out your little whimpers. And I know, without touching, that you've drenched between your legs. I bring my hand to rest lightly on your pretty throat, and finally, lean down to kiss you softly at first, with just my lips, then gradually tasting you with the tip of my tongue. I gently flick my tongue around the inside of your mouth, teasing you. I can't wait to taste between your legs, and I can't wait for you to taste my cock. Toying with your nipples, I kiss you more insistently, filling your mouth with my tongue. I know you love this. You love my tongue, my fingers, my mouth, filling all your needy holes. I let my hand trail down your belly once again. This time, my fingers gently slide themselves between your thighs, and I softly probe your damp and now dripping pussy. Yes, just as I've suspected, you already began to drench. I look forward to the moment when I can finally sink my cock into that sweet opening, but like I said, I'll wait. Finally, and almost regrettably, I pull my mouth away from yours. My mouth will taste other parts of you very soon. I stand up, kick off my shoes, and gently make my way to the foot of the big bed. I peel off my t-shirt and take hold of your ankles, firmly drawing your legs farther apart, making enough room for me to slowly kiss and nibble up your long legs. I know you're a bit ticklish, but when you're turned on, it's much more pleasurable. My mouth is now coming ever closer to your delicious cunt. Once my mouth is on your thighs, I scoop my hands behind your knees and open them a bit on the side, and I can see that wet spot between your legs. I can smell your scent now. Ugh, makes my cock grow ever harder. I work my face slowly up the soft flesh of your inner thighs until my nose is right up on your mound. Then I nudge my nose firmly on your pussy over that lacy black crotch. As you moan deep inside, I can feel the first trickle of pre-cum heading up my stiff cock, which is still encased in my boxers. I wish you could taste it. Maybe I'll feed it to you in a moment. You can't see me, but I'm looking at your face as I draw the crotch of the lingerie to the side with one finger and a soft lick of my tongue. I circle around your clit. You mewl audibly at this first contact, my tongue to your sweet pussy, and I get the first taste of your wetness. I briskly pull the bottom completely to the side and start to tongue your cunt from clit to taint and back again. I love the taste of you. I've missed it so much. I can't wait until this pussy is wrapped snugly around my hard cock. I continue licking up and down, swirling my tongue every now and then, dipping into your cozy cunt and letting your juices coat my tongue. I'm so hard. I know that sooner or later you'll pull one knee in and offer me your ass. It's a game I play with myself to see how long it'll take before you do this. Usually it's not long. My beautiful slut, my good girl who loves me to kiss and fuck all of her holes. There, that didn't take long. As I watched you pull that amazing leg up into your body, offering your tight peach to my mouth, I don't hesitate. Pressing your thigh firmly towards your torso with one hand, I swivel my head to snuggle my tongue between your ass cheeks. I love how your tight wink hungers for my tongue. I tease you at first, lightly licking, barely grazing the outer ring of your sexy pucker, watching your expression out of the corner of my eye. My tongue's movements become more and more focused until I flip the tip of my tongue right in your little star. You groan more loudly this time, and the placid facade on your beautiful face is starting to crack. I have so many plans for you, but I take a little time here, savoring the combined taste and aroma of your pussy and your ass. Your little moans accompanying my movements, a lovely soundtrack in my ears. But, baby girl, it's time for you to taste me now. I slowly reduce the movements of my tongue, signaling a transition. You sense this and whimper a little in a small protest. But I know you're also wondering what I'll have for you next. At last, I pull my face away from your slick pussy and ass. You feel a shift of my weight as I kneel up, step off the bed, and bring my body right next to your face. Your pussy clenches in anticipation. I slip the thumb off my left hand between your soft lips, teasing them. You thought you were getting something else. I'll let you suck on it for a moment in anticipation. You moan deeply and arch your back slightly. I know you want your mouth filled with more than just my thumb. I pull my thumb out and insert two fingers into your mouth next, inserting them more deeply so they come in contact with your willing tongue. This is a foreshadowing of things to come. You suck on them eagerly with your slutty little mouth. What a good girl. With my free hand, I slide down my jeans and boxers the rest of the way. The front wet with my pre-cum, down past my hips, letting my thick cock spring free. My head is glistening with desire for you, for your mouth, for all your glorious holes. I shift my hips closer to your face, gently pull out my fingers, and lightly rub your desirous lips with my dripping cock tip. Instinctively, you part your lips. You know from previous times not to use your tongue just yet. Not until I say. I pull back my foreskin and slowly feed my fat cockhead between your lips. I don't pump my hips yet. Rather, I'm sweeping my cock tip just inside your lips, teasing you. I know my pre-cum must have dripped into your mouth by now. Open your mouth and show me your tongue now, baby, I say, as we've done so many times before. You do so, almost modestly showing me just half your tongue. Oh, how you pretend. I let my wet cock tip rub up and down, the slight indent on the center of your tongue. Finally now, I start to roll my hips, very lightly bucking them in your direction, feeding you my cock, bit by hard bit. You bring your hands to hold my hips and close your wondrous lips around my cock, coordinating your sucking with my gentle bucking in your mouth. I fuck your mouth slowly and steadily, sometimes directly towards the back of your throat. Sometimes I turn my hips slightly and enjoy the sight of my round cock bulging out your cheeks. Your whore mouth is so effective. I have to be careful or I'll shoot a load sooner than I'd like to. Or maybe I should just do that so that I can build up another load for your cunt or your ass. We'll see. I haven't decided yet. I continue to face fuck you this way for a long moment, watching in fascination as you take nearly my entire cock into your mouth. If your underlings could only see you now, their boss lady, gorging herself on cock and loving it. I wrap my hand around the back of your neck to keep your head in place as I drive myself more insistently into your warm mouth. So far back, I can feel where your throat narrows a bit, and the pressure tightens, and the pleasure on my cockhead grows. And every time I reach that spot, you make a small, stifled sound, nearly gagging, but not actually gagging, because you love it, and you crave it. Your eyes are starting to tear now from the pressure of my cock fucking your face. I know you're not crying, but the shiny droplets trickling underneath the eye mask and down your temples of smeared mascara turn me on immensely. In the back of my mind, I know I need to pull away before it's too late, or should I just feed you my first load? I know it's what you want. You love the power of making me lose control, so... Not yet, darling. Not yet. I move my hand from your neck and cup it on your lovely jawline, pulling my swollen cock gradually out of your mouth as you try and inhale it to keep it there. Then I would lean down and give you a deep kiss. Maybe it's my imagination, but your mouth has a different quality now compared to before. Isn't that right, my love? My cock has warmed it up nicely. I rise up from the bed to take off my jeans, then my boxers. I do this slowly, tantalizing you with the quiet rustling of habitual movements. Then I bring myself back to the foot of the bed, placing myself again between your legs. I fold both of your knees back to inspect you deeply. The crotch of your sheer black lingerie is soaked through. Your moisture is leaking past the fabric and starting to seep past the hollows of your inner thighs. You're beside yourself, aren't you? I think you're ready for me now. I could lick you again and... I rather want to, but... Instead, with two fingers, I pull the lingerie to the side and tease your sweet pussy with my wet cock, rubbing it around your clit. I love watching my pre-cum mix with all of your sweet girl cum juices. The sounds all the wetness makes when I tease you this way, and the sounds of your whimpers as well, turn me on. You're likely wondering how long will he take to plunge his cock inside me. Well, I haven't decided yet. Right now, I'm just enjoying this. Just wetting my cock and pleasuring your clit round and around and up and down. But your pussy is so warm, practically begging me, trying to inhale my cock deep inside you. So, yes, very, very gradually, I do start to feed myself into your sweet cunt. I'm still watching your face, studying the movements on your lips each time I pull out and each time I press back in, just a little farther than last time. I don't know how much time goes by, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, but finally, I am fully inside of you, inside the tight, warm, wet tunnel of your needy little pussy. It wants me. It's trying to pull me in. I'm fucking you now. Slowly, with full strokes, pulling nearly all the way out, then slamming back into you. Pulling back my out, slamming into you. Plunging my cockhead deep into the back of your pussy. I know you love that. I know you are taking pleasure from this, but I'm fucking you like your body's just there to receive my cock, wherever I choose to feed it to you. And fret not, you will be fully fed tonight. With my cock still steadily pistoning in and out of you, I wet a finger in my mouth, reach down, and stroke your sweet little pucker, still wet with spit, rubbing it gently but firmly for a quick moment before it wants to be penetrated. Slowly, I work my fingertip inside your tightest hole. It's snug, but it wants me inside. It yields to my desirous finger. I search for your mouth with mine, and stretching, I plunge my tongue deep inside your mouth. Now, you're fully plugged up with me now. Each one of your love holes filled by me. Do you like that? Yes, I know you do. You love being made airtight. Fuck, your pussy is so sweet. I want to fill you up with my cum. But I also want to sample your tight asshole. It's been too long, and I love being deep inside you. I crave opening you up, stretching you out. I crave feeling you convulsing like my... on my cock like a tiny fist when you come. I crave spurting my saved up hot load inside you as your body quivers and you moan in my ears. Once again, I will myself to pull away from you to slowly draw my throbbing cock out of your perfect, gorgeous, wet, pussy. I'll come in that pussy next time. I promise. Maybe. I bring my face back down between your legs, immediately spear my tongue into your asshole. Already soft from fingering. God, I love the taste and texture of everything about your ass. I continue feasting on your ass as I squeeze my cock, lending it some relief, knowing it will be in a better place very soon. Your asshole needs some lube. You told me many times that you like this. Every time I spit, you flinch and whimper quietly. Lick. 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 Now you're ready for me. You're so very wet from your own juices and my spit, we might even forego the lube. I'll slide myself between your thighs as if I'll take you missionary again. And I do, but only briefly, just to wet my cock on your dripping cunt. I then slide my cock and all the lube from your cunt down to your asshole. And I spit one more time. Finally, I line up my cockhead with your asshole, with my eyes on your face, your eyes still masked. I penetrate my cockhead into your tight asshole, forcing my way in to your tightest hole. Your eyebrows furl slightly just above the mask as you bear down to meet my cock. And just as slowly as when I took your pussy, I slowly work my cock into your tight ass. I'll take a good long minute to do this, relishing every bit of progress. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, yes, baby. There. There it is. Oh, finally, my cock's in your wanton asshole, and I start to fuck you gently, slowly, rolling my hips against the soft cheeks of your ass, my fat tips stretching you, sometimes with fuller strokes, letting my shaft be massaged by your sweet ass, sometimes gently poking deeper into your body. I reach down around your leg and start to work small circles around your clit with my thumb, making your body jump slightly. I don't even have to look down to know your pussy cream is seeping downwards along both thighs and helping to keep my cock lubed. It doesn't take long before your body starts to writhe rhythmically, letting me know your orgasm is fast approaching. I can feel the pulses of your pussy pressing against the top of my cock, pressing me deeper into your asshole. I'll keep the rhythm and movement on your clit steady, the rhythm of my hips slow and deep into you. As your climax arrives, you're moaning and groaning, your orgasmic, pulsing pussy pleasing my cock as I bury it deep inside you, and your pulsing asshole milking the base of my cock. I shoot my load deep inside you as our hips continue their sweet rhythm. I imagine I'm painting your insides with my cum. I suppose I am. So good. So tight. So willing. Finally, after what seems like an eternity of orgasms and pleasure, and pussy slows down, the rhythm of your asshole squeezing me slows. And finally, our bodies quiet down. My cock relaxing a little inside you after blowing its entire load into you. Your body rearranging as it magically keeps me snug. You want me inside you, and I can feel it in how your body responds. I love this. Staying inside you. So connected. So emptied. So spent. Yet, already thinking of the next time. Thank you for listening, darling. Did you have a good come? I did. Speak to you soon, my love.